up, guys? Hope you guys are doing super well. Hope you guys are off to a fantastic week so far. Welcome back to the FIFO Fit podcast show with your host, Cam Wild, the FIFO Fit coach. Today, we've got an awesome video, podcast to kind of dive into all about supplementation, specifically around protein powder and whether or not you need it, the brands to be getting if you do, and everything kind of in between that as well regarding my philosophy around supplementation in general. So stay tuned and look forward to that. But before we dive into the podcast show, make sure you are sharing FIFO Fit with your mates on and off site as well, and get as many people involved with this, because again, we're doing our absolute best here to give you guys the best in health and fitness knowledge, because we want to make sure that you guys thoroughly are enjoying your time on and off site. And it's not just about making some coin, it's about getting fit, healthy, and really enjoying your lifestyles on FIFO. So with that being said, tune in to the FIFO Fit podcast show.
Today's video is actually going to be a combination of two topics. And one was brought up by Ronnie yesterday with regards to protein powder and when I should be taking it, the best time to be taking it. And then also there was a question a little bit earlier, maybe a couple of weeks ago or the other week, with regards to what are the best supplements to be taking post-workout. So today's video is really going to be kind of a combination between those two questions. And I'm going to get right into it, because this video has the potential to go off on many different tangents. And I want to keep it clear and succinct so I give you guys the best information that's really going to help you out, and it's going to add the most value to you guys. So I think the first topic that I want to really address is protein powders. Do we need a protein powder, right? The short answer to this question is there is no short answer to this question. I would say no, you don't need a protein powder. You don't need, there's a lot of supplements that you don't necessarily need. But it really comes down to the individual, right? Like, the reason that protein powders have a lot of value in them, especially if you're working on FIFO, is because it's a really cheap and easy way to be getting a high quality protein into your diet, right? And one of the huge value points that having a protein powder adds to our lives, or the convenience that it has, is that, if you're busy throughout the day, or you're caught in between, you fly in day or fly out day, or you're caught out with the kids and, you don't have a packed lunch or whatever it may be, you can very quickly and easily get access to a protein source, which has many different benefits there, right? So the only reason that we really need a protein supplement is if we're not getting adequate protein from whole food sources, right? So if you're not eating enough protein, if you're not getting enough protein in your diet, then supplementing with a protein source is a great idea. And then also touching on the point that I just made before, it's also super convenient, right? It's very easy to pack and store and take with you and travel and all this different kind of stuff. So do you need a protein powder? Not unless you're not getting enough protein in your diets. Typically, guys, if for all of you who are working here, working FIFO, highly recommend getting a protein powder, right? Even if you can get enough adequate protein in your diet, having a backup there, having something that you can just refer to if you're in a pinch or whatever it may be, and have as a kind of plan B, is a great example. And you can download the supplements that I recommend, or the protein powders that I recommend.
Just head to our website, www.fifo.fit, to download the supplement guide from the blog section.
Because you don't need anything fancy. And I think this is a great way to kind of transition into the next point. It's like, what kind of protein powder should you be getting? Like, what's the best protein powder out there and all this kind of stuff? And the health and fitness industry pours millions and millions, if not billions, of dollars into marketing, right? They're always coming up with the newest and most fancy and most colorful get jacked supplement and testosterone booster or whatever the fuck it is, right? And to the untrained eye, this can be really confusing and really overwhelming. and ultimately you just go in there and end up picking the most fucking colorful thing, right? That's certainly what happened to me when I first got into health and fitness. I had no idea. And I would go into the store. It was actually GNC at that time, back in those days, back in my day, 6-7 years ago. And, I'd go into the store and this tall, skinny dude, and I would have no idea what I was looking for. And I'd just ask the guy there and he'd sell me the most expensive or, colorful or bullshit, whatever he was going to make the most commission on. And I would just take that. But through years of experience and understanding the process of how it's actually made and what's actually in them, and then kind of really taking a more bird's eye approach to the health and fitness industry altogether, I can say with absolute confidence that there are certainly higher quality brands that you do want to focus on, but you don't need all of the different additives. You don't need the fat burners. You don't need the mass things and all this kind of stuff. You just need a whey protein isolate, right? There's a couple of different kinds. There's typically a whey protein concentrate, which just means it's roughly about 70% protein, I think, 70% protein by volume. And then so there's kind of three different stages. There's a whey protein concentrate, there's a whey protein isolate, and there's a whey protein hydrolysate, right? And it's just, think of it like bronze, silver, and gold, right? Or maybe even better, silver, gold, and platinum, yeah? And whey protein concentrate is just more of a crude form of protein powder. This is the cheapest one. It's about 70% protein by volume. The other 30% or 25 to 30% is made up of carbohydrates and some fats in there just due to the processing and how it's done. So it's more crude. You're going to save a bit of money there. But the next step up is the whey protein isolate, right? This is probably one of the most, the most common protein supplement out there. And this is about 90 to 95% protein by volume. And then the other five, the remaining 5% is carbohydrates and some fats and things like that. This is a little bit more expensive, more so than the concentrate. And then the step up from that is a hydrolysate, which is like 99% protein powder. And it's got, little to no carbs in it, little to no fats in it. It's more of a pure form of protein, right? The jump gap between concentrate, isolate, and hydrolysate can be quite significant. The concentrates can be, quite cheap. Isolates is kind of that midpoint, and hydrolysates, honestly, is way overpriced, right? Like, there are very few, this is a marketing tactic, right? The only reason that you would want a hydrolysate, something that has, near 100% protein powder, and I did buy it at a couple of stages because I wanted to test it out. The only reason you would do that is if you're somewhat lactose intolerant, and you actually can't have any kind of, your body just can't tolerate lactose or whatever it may be. A hydrolysate is a great option for that because it has none of the carbohydrates in it, and your body, you'll be able to digest that, right? So it's more for like digestive problems, or if you just have cash to burn, hydrolysate, right? But 99% of people, you just want a whey protein isolate. You don't need the added bullshit that they throw into that, or all the fancy colors or all that kind of stuff. The brand that I recommend, it's an Australian brand, it's the brand that I use, that I've used for years now, is Bulk Nutrients. Pretty sure they ship out of Tasmania. There's no marketing tactics or any of this. They just give you a bag and they pour protein in it, seal it up. Factory seal it up, send it off to you. That's it. They all look the same, and they paste a sticky thing on it that says the flavor of it. It's really well done. It's cheap, great processing facilities, and made here in Australia. Highly recommend. Bulk Nutrients is the way you want to go with that. So don't get fooled by the marketing gimmicks on this kind of stuff. Another great rule of thumb with supplementation, guys, is if it glows in the dark, then it's probably not very good for you, right? So just another thing to kind of pay attention to. The next question that I kind of want to address here is around, when is the best time to take a protein powder? When's the best time to take a protein supplement? And this has to do with a lot of people, there's this sentiment out there, or statement out there rather, that you have to take your protein powder within half an hour or an hour after you finish your workout, right? Like you have to take the protein powder because, you know, otherwise you're not going to get the benefits or whatever it may be. And as you guys can probably imagine, and if you've been watching my videos for any amount of time for now, you understand that nutrition isn't as black and white as we would all like it to be, right? There are so many different variables. And, you know, when it comes to our full nutritional understanding, we have a great grasp on nutrition, but there's still a lot of a nutritional study to be done, a lot to be done, right? Not only that, but coupled with every single person metabolizes things differently, you know, has different genetics, has a different lifestyle, all these different factors come into play, right? So let's start off like, you know, touching on the answers that I gave before. When is the best time to take a protein supplement? Well, my nutritional philosophy is based on having protein-based meals, right? Like if you stick to this one habit, having protein-based meals, that means that every time that you sit down and eat a meal, there is a base of protein on your plate. So you start with, you know, steak or fish or chicken or roux or, you know, some kind of animal protein there. Or, you know, a protein shake or whatever. You want to have protein-based meals, right? And a protein powder or a protein supplement is a, you know, if you don't have access to an animal protein like steak or fish or whatever it is for that meal, then plan B would be to substitute and have a protein powder, a protein shake there, some kind of protein supplement, right? You don't ever want to base your diet around supplementation. Supplementation is just there to fill in the nutritional gap. But when it comes to the question of a post-workout protein shake, is it critical when it comes to, you know, getting results? It's both yes and no, right? It really depends on what you're doing after that. And it also depends on what your goals are. If your goals are to get lean, taking a protein shake post-workout is a great idea and it can certainly help. But it also depends on what you're going to be doing in the hours following that as well, right? And a better question should be, like, it's not just about taking the protein powder. It's about what are you feeding your body post-workout? And it's important to understand what's actually going on within the body when you're working out and when you're training, right? So to give you guys an idea, when you do a training session, post-workout, your body you've expended a lot of energy. You've used a lot of energy stores from your glycogen, which is just basically the carbohydrates that your body stores into your muscles. So after a workout, your body is hypersensitive to absorbing nutrients, right? So after a workout, you're drained and your body wants to take in nutrients, and it's going to use those to basically replenish your energy levels, restore glycogen, all these different kind of things, right? The reason that taking a post-workout supplement or basically just eating after a workout is a good idea is because it changes your body. Like when you train, you're in breakdown mode, right? I'm just going to keep this as simple as I possibly can. When you go to work out, your body is in breakdown mode. You're putting a lot of stress on the body. You're lifting heavy weights. You're tearing muscle. Your cortisol is going to raise in a training session. That means your stress hormones going up, adrenaline's going up because you're physically damaging your body, right? That's what a workout is. If you're doing it properly, you're tearing muscle, you're causing stress, right? That's good during a session, but after a session, when you're not working out anymore, you want to start the recovery process. And the way to start the recovery process is to spike your insulin, and the way that we spike our insulin is to eat food, right? Particularly carbohydrates do a really good job of this. So post-workout, the sooner that we can eat post-workout, the sooner that we're going to switch our body from breakdown mode into recovery mode. And that's where having a protein powder post-workout is a great way to, like if you're just walking out of the gym and drinking that protein shake, it's a great way to really switch you into recovery mode and then give yourself an hour and a half before you go and eat a meal again. If you have the option to do a training session and then within half an hour, in your case, go to the mess hall or just sit down and eat a meal, you can absolutely do that as well, right? No problem with that. You can sit down and just eat a meal, and then you don't even have to have that protein shake there. So like I said, there are a lot of different variables, a lot of different ways. It's really about understanding why you would be taking it and what the purpose of it. To give you guys an idea, I take a protein shake post-workout. Couple of reasons for this. Number one, I want to make sure that I'm keeping my protein level, I'm getting adequate amount of protein in during the day. So that's just an easy way to make sure that, to know that I'm keeping my protein intake at the level that I need it to be. Also, I go to the gym after I finish a workout, I have the protein shake, and then I'll eat about an hour and a half afterwards, because sometimes eating directly out after a workout is really challenging to do, right? Like your stomach is, you feel queasy, especially if you've done a really good workout. Sometimes it's pretty hard to get in a meal. So I have a protein shake post-workout. I'll prep a meal, have a shower, whatever, prep the meal, whatever it may be, and then I'll eat an hour or an hour and a half afterwards, right? But I'm able to start the recovery process and switch my body from breakdown mode into building mode very quickly by having that post-workout shake. So like I said, there are a lot of different variables and it's different depending on the person as well. But that being said, I hope this cleared things up for you guys. Hope you guys have a little bit more understanding about protein powder, where to get it, what the best type is, and clearing up some bullshit and some nonsense out there in the industry. Guys, if you like these videos, you gotta fucking let me know. Give me the thumbs up. Let me know in the comments, you guys are doing better and better and better at it. So I just know where to stick with what content to do more of and what to do less of. So your feedback is very much appreciated, because again, I'm doing these videos for you guys. But that's all for me. Hope you guys enjoyed this video. Keep kicking goals, guys. And I'll see you in another video very soon.